Hey there. Welcome to Coffee with the Docs. We are a holistic lifestyle podcast where we give integrative solutions and bring brilliant experts to help you thrive, mind, body, and spirit. We are Drs. Nicole Huffman and Abby Kramer, and we're so happy you're here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Coffee with the Docs. We are excited to bring you this episode today. We are going to talk all about how to regulate your nervous system. And this is kind of, I feel like, a big buzz topic lately, and rightfully so. So many people are realizing finally how important the nervous system is to healing. And if you're on a healing journey, working on healing, hormones, your gut, like you name it, you've got to also think about your nervous system health.
Yeah. If your body is stuck in like a fight or flight, high cortisol pattern, then your body basically is not working on other really important functions like reproduction or digestion or your immune system. So also for those people who are like operate at a really high level and never can tell if they're stressed or not, like they're just used to operating at that level. I'm like me and you.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't actually know if I'm stressed. Like you only really know if you're stressed if there's like actually something massively stressful happening.
Yeah.
That's a sign your nervous system probably needs to be turned
down. You need help.
Yeah. You need to follow everything we're saying. So yeah, this will be great. And Abby and I will talk about each of our faves. But before we jump into that, we of course want to mention our sponsor for the podcast, which is Life Boost Coffee. We are obsessed with them mostly because they embody a lot of things that we look for coffee, such as super clean, no mycotoxins, which is mold. They support family farms. Any flavors that they use, they're doing it the right way with, you know, as natural as you can possibly be, which is something that Dr. Abby and I are very stringent on when it comes to putting things in our body. So we love them. They taste great. And if you want to check them out, we do have a discount code for you guys, which is CWD15.
Yep. Check them out. And I mean, speaking of nervous system, right? Caffeine can cause a lot of problems with the nervous system health. And so many people that I've seen that struggle with caffeine, a lot of times half the problem is just the quality, right? Mm-hmm. So of course it's going to stress out your body that much more if you're drinking poor quality coffee that also has toxins or like even decaf that is processed heavily with chemicals. So switch to a clean coffee and see how you feel. A lot of times people then notice they handle it just fine.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I've noticed for whatever reason, honestly, since I've given birth, I don't really do that well on a lot of coffee. So I love their decaf and because I still love the taste of coffee. So I do a half calf in the morning. And then if I'm feeling spicy, I do a decaf in the afternoon, really getting after
getting crazy.
Yeah. But their decafs are great. And I know they're clean and they use that.
The Swiss water processing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of like chemicals. Important. Yes. Yep. So yeah, definitely check them out.
All right. Well, let's get to it. We're going to kind of alternate. We both came up with three of our favorite ways to help regulate the nervous system. Obviously, there's much more where this came from. It was kind of hard to pick three, but we've got a lot of good tips. So I'll start. My first one is grounding or time in nature. I wanted 100%. To think of at least a couple things you could do for free, right? This isn't all like you have to have a million products to regulate your nervous system. So getting outside every day, if possible, barefoot, if possible. It's by far, our bodies are electric, right? So anything between your feet and the ground is going to dampen those positive ions we get from the earth. And I mean, there's crazy studies like a walk in nature boosts your immune function for like a week or something like that. I mean, so just, we evolved with nature. We are designed to live a lot closer to nature than we do. So prioritizing that, even if it's 5 minutes outside every morning, start there. And then maybe on the weekends or when you have more time, getting more time in nature. But that is huge. I mean, everyone knows, right? You never regret spending time outside. You're
Literally
always like,
never.
oh, it feels so good to be in the fresh air, to just get out. So prioritizing that, and it's a great time of year as we're headed into spring and warmer temperatures to take advantage of that and get that into your routine for sure.
Have to share something that I learned that's really cool based off your thing. I learned that if you are standing barefoot on the ground or in like some sort of grounding shoe or whatever, and you're holding your phone, that the ground actually acts as a Faraday cage. Isn't that cool?
Whoa,
I
amazing.
know. 100%.
So when we're like doing our Q and A's, we should on Instagram, we should just be outside doing them.
Feet
Love
planted.
it. Correct.
So I thought that was pretty cool. All
Done.
right.
That is great.
So I've been in this deep circadian rhythm rabbit hole, and I think because of all my Scorpio, when I do something, I just like really go like
All in.
full board. Yeah, I'm a little black and white, a little biopic about it. So it's fine. And then I come out and then we find moderation. But right now
Yes.
I'm not in moderation. So
Correct.
one of the things I've learned that is super helpful for resetting cortisol, right, which is our stress hormone, is the first light that you get should be sunrise
After you
on
wake
you
up.
after you wake up on your bare eyes. So if you wear contacts or glasses, make sure you're seated in a safe place and then remove the glasses and let that sunrise hit your eyes. Now, we're
Don't sue
not
us if you trip over something and like break your arm.
Because Dr. Nicole said, don't put on my
You were talking to me about
glasses.
this. I'm like, that would be interesting to get from my bedroom outside without correcting my vision.
We don't need anybody to like trip over something in a dark hallway, like nothing. So obviously we're still in winter. Well, I guess we're technically in spring, but it still feels like that. I mean, we're supposed to get snow tonight, so it still feels like winter. But just that a lot of us are still waking up before the sunrise. So whether you might not, that might not be your first light, but then even being outside in sunrise is super helpful, even if it's for like 5 to 10 minutes. So right now, every morning as a family, we're sitting out on the front step, wrapped in blankets, looking at the sunrise. And this morning, somebody came by, our mucker, and she was like waving at us as we're all like sitting like wrapped in blankets. And I'm like, yep, we're the weird family out at 6:50
Super weird.
a.m. when it's 30 degrees outside
Amazing.
my whole life. So yeah, I would just think, I think it's a great thing to do. I think you'll get addicted to it too, because it honestly, it just sets up your day already, getting that light, hearing the birds chirp, like everything. It's just part of it.
How long do is it recommended to do that for?
Like ever.
No, I mean, like you're outside for 5 minutes, for 30 minutes, like with the sunrise.
Oh, like what would be like the
Like
best
the
amount of
exposure.
time? 5 minutes is the minimum. The very best thing you would do would be like go for a walk at sunrise. So you're also moving, which is like hydrating, obviously, all your tissues. So I think, but 5 minutes minimum is the minimum.
Okay.
And if you could
Nice.
get 30 minutes, you're crushing it.
Right. Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, my second one is doing Epsom salt baths.
The best.
Baths are like my favorite thing ever. I would do one every night if I had the time. And like hot bath therapy is proven to like help lower cortisol, help get you into parasympathetic. So I love recommending this for patients before bed.
Yeah.
Like kind
It's
of
great.
do your bath. Sometimes I'll put like red light panel in the bathroom while you're doing a bath. And just schedule it so you're going straight from the bath to bed. So you're not then like watching a movie or like really stimulating, your brain, your nervous system. Just time it. So like if you go to bed at 9, do your bath at 8:30, straight to bed. Super effective at helping promote deep sleep that like completely turns around people's sleep, helps you fall asleep easier. And I always like to add Vervita essential oils to my bath too. Smell literally lights, like helps the amygdala, which is helps us process emotions. So if part of your
Amazing.
stress is like emotional stuff, you know, or work stress, life stress, I personally find, I don't know about you, like my mood and how I feel responds so well to smells.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's just, I feel like some people are like that and some people aren't. But I'm like, if I diffuse oils, if I do some Palo Santo or sage, I'm immediately like, I feel so much better.
Yeah, I know. It's just doing it, right?
It
That's
just like
something I
changes
always
like how
forget to
you've,
do.
I know me too, like to throw on some oils when I'm working or whatever.
Yeah, like there's a diffuser sits right there. Like,
Like, hello.
yeah.
This is a great reminder for ourselves too, you guys.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
So, but yeah, throw a few drops of oil in there. Like I love, like a catch-all is like Elite Harmony by Vervita. It's got all of their oils in it, so it supports every body system, supports your system to detox and relax and just heal. And do that for 20 to 30 minutes before bed. It's also a great tool if like you get super anxious in the middle of the day and you have the ability, like go dump yourself in a bath. Like there's almost nothing a good bath can't cure in my mind.
No, it's amazing. Baths are the best.
Oh, so good. So relaxing. So I'll drop our link for Vervita oils. Those are great. They also sell a nice little kit with like a small bottle of each oil. That's a great way to get started and just like stock up your at-home medicine cabinet with all the different oils for support.
Yep, it's great. Sore to sore is like my fave. Okay, so next one, again, trying to keep with the theme of like things you can do without it being like way too expensive and all the gadgets is just having like an all protein, no carbohydrate breakfast within 30 to 60 minutes of waking up.
Carnivore
And
breakfast.
totally. And this does a couple things. First off, if you are somebody who experiences stress and has like high levels of cortisol, fasting isn't actually great, and especially not having coffee first. That's like a big no-no. So if we can have a high protein breakfast again within that 30 to 60 minute window of waking up, so your cortisol is not spiking crazy and you're getting, you know, really blood sugar balancing food. So this could be eggs or chicken sausage or bacon or smoked salmon, I don't know, whatever. Avocado has some carbs, but still is better than like a muffin. You're going to be setting your cortisol up for a really good pace for the rest of the day. And you'll just find that if your blood sugar is more stable, your mood's going to be more stable, your nervous system will be more stable. It's a win-win. So you could literally look at sunrise, then have a high protein breakfast, and then have your coffee later. You're
Boom.
setting yourself up for a great day.
Winning the day.
Absolutely winning the day.
What would you say is the minimum protein content people should do for their breakfast?
I'd
Grams.
say 20 minimum.
20 to
Yeah.
40.
Yeah, I do. I have been learning a little bit more too about, you know, we're like obsessed with this. It's like so interesting in this holistic world. We're like, most women aren't getting enough protein, so we're like, eat a million grams of protein, like match your body weight. That could be way too much for some women and actually could end up being insulinogenic, meaning like
Right.
where
Spikes
you
you.
could be gaining weight, spiking your blood sugar. Like you can still overeat protein, especially if you're not breaking it down. So
Yep.
you might find that like 25 to 30 grams is actually great for you, and you don't need to be eating like
As
an
much.
entire steak just because everyone's like go protein, that it actually could be too much. And
Yeah.
I did experience that in my 20s. I gained a lot of weight doing the like Charles
Too high
Poliquin
protein.
diet. Yeah,
Yeah.
because it was just way too high of protein for me to handle. And maybe that's because we're blood type A's. Like, I'm not sure. I definitely
Yeah.
do better not on a vegetarian diet, but it doesn't mean that I can have like 50 grams of protein at a meal. Like
Like per
that's
meal. Yeah.
way too much.
Totally.
So I think you're gonna find that good balance for you. But you know, speaking of Vervita, they have GastroDigest, which like really helps break down protein. So if you're somebody who needs a little extra help, usually it is those blood type A's. Yeah, you'll find like what feels like a good amount and
Yeah.
your blood sugar will be stable and it'll be great.
I think that's a good point because, like you said, everyone wants, like, this is the exact breakfast that every woman on the freaking planet should do. And it's like, no one thing is going to work for everyone. Take the general
No.
principles and see what works for you.
Yes.
But
But generally speaking, we as America are like a fruit for breakfast. Like you go to any
oh,
like
carbs.
continental breakfast, it's like cereal and fruit and oatmeal. God, oatmeal is
And
like,
pancakes and waffles and
right.
cream,
And I know oatmeal is
French
like
toast.
this super healthy food. And maybe if you're like pregnant, you like can't eat any like meat or whatever. Like I know you ate a lot of oatmeal and you did when you were nursing too. For me, my blood sugar is like through the roof. Oatmeal is not a healthy food for me at all.
Totally.
So it just depends. But in general, if you can shift, maybe you are a carb person, have them at lunch and try and keep breakfast like more of a straight protein fat. I think you'll notice really good things happen with your stress hormone.
For sure. And I will say, across the board, almost every female patient I see is protein deficient. Almost all of them. I think women tend to go to more like a soup or a salad at lunch with like 1 ounce of grilled chicken on it,
That's
right?
like
So it's
chicken
like,
breast with no fat. Yeah.
correct. So in general, I think most women can really up their protein, but you just
Oh,
don't
yeah.
have to go nuts with it.
No, you don't.
All right, ready for my last one?
Yeah, do it.
Last one is I kind of talked about it, pairing it with the bath, but red light therapy. It goes along with exactly what you're talking about too, right? Our eyes shouldn't be seeing these insane LED blue lights all day long. And with the
No.
screens, we are. With the lights in our house, it's like illegal to even get good light bulbs anymore. It's a joke.
That's
And
crazy.
so it's like, what can we do? This is why I highly suggest everyone invest in a red light panel. The wraps are amazing for like treating any area in your body. Obviously, love them. But a panel can be a great alternative light source. So, like today, I was chatting with you about this offline. Like, I should bring the panel into our main level and turn it on when I wake up for like that hour, hour and a half I'm up before sunrise. And they're so bright. I mean, it can light up your
They're
whole
so
main
bright.
area
Yeah.
easily, right? And so that's just a simple thing, or especially in the winter months, like where I live, it gets dark at 4:30. You can turn that sucker on when it's dark, but obviously you're going to be up for three more, 4 more hours, right? So, red light therapy, it's like proven to help your system get into parasympathetic mode, to lower cortisol, to lower stress. It's very not stressful on the nervous system to look at red light. That's how our ancestors used to extend the day with fire, which is red or orange, right? And so, really impactful. I've seen it really help families with kids, with young kids, to have that on instead of bright lights, like an hour before bed, can also help them, right? You got to think about the kids if we're stimulating their nervous systems right before bedtime with all these
Oh,
bright
yeah.
lights. It's just like that's a lot more working against you at bedtime,
Or
a lot
like
more
watch
stimulation.
TV or the screens for an hour before bed. It's like, no. Yeah.
So at a minimum, throw that red light in there to help counteract like all the other stuff working against us. So
Yeah.
we have a link for Fringe red light therapy products that we will put in the notes for you guys.
Yes. And then kind of in the same vein, mine is blue light blocking glasses, and there's a whole bunch of ways you can use these, and we don't have to go into like all of them. But, if there's like, I think more people are starting to see, like right now, I'm wearing like a blue light, like screen glass. Like, I don't need to necessarily wear glasses. So, but I do wear one when I'm in front of the computer all day because I don't need that crazy light coming in. When the sun goes down, right now, I'm wearing like either an amber or a red glasses, and I have noticed that I fall asleep so much faster. Like, this is saving my sleep. I should have done this like a year ago when
You're
Asher
probably
was a
like, why
newborn.
didn't I think of
I'm
this
like
earlier?
kicking myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely more work. Like, right now, I'm watching a show with Matt, and I don't know really any of the colors these people are wearing. Like, Because I'm watching them with
They look like black
Matt.
and white, basically.
They're like all
Like
red, you
old
know?
timey.
Yeah, like Matt calls them my Elton John glasses. He's like,
He's like,
oh, Elton.
cool. Why do we buy a nice TV?
Yeah, 100%. He's like, oh, Elton's in the room, especially because that's the only time I watch TV is after Asher goes to bed,
Yeah,
like
for
for an
sure.
hour
Yeah.
before I go to bed. And so, or I'm reading, but most of it, like we've been into the show. Anyway, so I'm wearing these red, my Elton John glasses. And yeah, I mean, the colors look weird. It's strange.
I mean,
However,
definitely if you're having, if it takes you a long time to fall asleep, you absolutely should be
game
doing that.
changer.
Yeah.
And like we said, when in the winter, the sun's going to go down a lot sooner. So you'd have to put them on a lot sooner if you could go out at sunset and then basically pop on your glasses. So the company that we love is called Block Blue Light. And they have the screen glasses prescription, amber, red. There's a whole lot more on like how to use all of them, but I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, right? When the sun is not up, you're going to probably be wearing glasses. And if you are sitting in front of a computer all day or your phone, it's a good idea to wear like the clearer ones that block the blue light for screens.
Yep.
So we'll have a link in the show notes below for that company that we like. And check them out. We'd love to know what you guys think. If you start trying any of these things that we've mentioned, these are things that Dr. Abby and I have tried and we like and we've found work, right? So we'd love to hear, from
And all of
you.
them are fairly simple.
Yeah, they are fairly simple. And a lot of them start getting you in this routine, like, if you go watch the sunrise a lot of mornings, I guarantee the morning you miss it, you're going to be like, something feels off today. Like it just
Yep.
does, you know?
Yep.
So yeah, definitely feel free to drop us a note. We're a lot more active on Instagram than we used to be, Coffee with the Docs, but then of course we each have our own individual. So you can feel free to message us there or in either one and let us know what you guys think.
Yep. All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And as always, if you love our podcast, please share it with a friend and write us a review. That's how more people find the show.
All right, bye guys.
The statements in this podcast have not been evaluated by the FDA. Information provided here and products recommended or sold on coffeewiththedocs.com and/or our podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided by this site and/or by this podcast is not a substitute for a face-to-face consultation with your physician and should not be construed as medical advice of any sort. By using any of this information or reading it, you are accepting responsibility for your own health and health decisions and expressly release Dr. Nicole Huffman and Dr. Abby Kramer and its partners and guests from any and all liability whatsoever, including that arising from negligence.